Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You fake thugs, you so green, you never seen a murder scene. Fake thugs, you so green, you never seen a murder scene. Fake thugs, you so green, you never seen a murder scene. Fake thugs, you so green, you never seen a murder scene. Can't believe y'all niggas better respect my gangster. I'm the first lady to drag, nigga, I'm no wankster. I can't believe y'all niggas better respect my gangster. I'm the first lady to drag, nigga, I'm no wankster. Don't you know that I'm thieving? And I'm mad, I'm in the brain, got the demons. Nigga, what? Don't you know that I'm thieving? And I'm mad, I'm in the brain, got the demons. Nigga, what? Yeah, I spit bars and tell your flesh apart. I survive through the flood, call me Noah with R. Yeah, I'm just like Jesus, I make miracles. I dare niggas tell me that I'm not lyrical. Yeah, I got that hard game, some music for all my thugs. When I was rapping for the ladies, they weren't showing me love. I heard the streets talking shit, and I only rap club music. If I had a gun, I would've bust, I would've loved. I don't have to say I suck dick to prove that I'm hot. You can tell by my swag and the way that I walk. Yeah, the girl got mad skills, I'm hood with sex appeal. You put me on the battlefield, God forgive me when I kill. What? You ain't know I'm VIP. I got the whole dry nation that'll kill about me. Yeah, I'm a storyteller, I spit a mean 16. Fake thugs, they so green, they never seen a murder scene.
Fake thugs, you so green, you never seen a murder scene. Fake thugs, you so green, you never seen a murder scene. Fake thugs, you so green, you never seen a murder scene. Fake thugs, you so green, you never seen a murder scene.
I can't believe y'all niggas better respect my gangster. I'm the first lady to track, nigga, I'm no wankster. I can't believe y'all niggas better respect my gangster. I'm the first lady to track, nigga, I'm no wankster. Don't you know that I'm thieving? And I'm mad, I'm in the brain, got the demons. Nigga, what? Don't you know that I'm thieving? And I'm mad, I'm in the brain, got the demons. Yeah, yeah. I see visions and I got a mad vocabulary. I speak words that sound out the ordinary. And to the point they wanna speak, I make you feel scary. I have you scared of the dark, call me Bloody Mary. I rape up people's soul like they'll return to death. I make them do whatever I want, like Simon said. Yeah, I drink a little bit, but me, I like to smoke. No, I'm not an alcoholic, but I puff until I choke. I'm a young black female on the rise. Until my other stars die, there meet me in the sky. I was raised in the hood with selling dope, mean good. I used to be on 1-8 on the block off of Waters. And sometimes Fox Bush, right on Bogomilla. You can catch me in the studio with Thunder Up Another. Every time I turn around, head is putting me down. Hoes hanging on my posters, I can't wait till I bubble.
Shed no tears, because if you did what you were supposed to do, you know, hey,
That's what it is, you know what I'm saying? So don't, you know, of course you're going to shed tears of sadness, you know what I'm saying? But then you have to turn tears of sadness into tears of joy. And to know that person, if they've blessed your life and enriched your life in a way that's been positive and prosperous, you know, for you, you know what I'm saying? You should just thank that person for everything that they did do while they was here, you know what I'm saying, with the ability to bless you. And Ms. Janu, my mother was very, you know what I'm saying, was a very great woman, you know what I'm saying. She was a very great woman. Shouts out to her. And Ms. Jackson, and I don't have the song to play, the Sorry Ms. Jackson song, but I would have played that. But I don't know what I'm gonna do. She was a close friend of mine, you know. She was a real dear friend to the neighborhood, you know. Just good people, you know what I'm saying? It's always sad to know when good people go. You know, but like I told people, you know, when I go, I hope you sons of bitches is laughing, you know what I'm saying, before and after, because I'm laughing. Because I'm gone, bitch. You know what I'm saying? You still on this motherfucker. I'm moving on to a higher plane. A what? Higher plane. And that's what it's all about, you know what I'm saying? But, yeah, you know. And that's just to give y'all an update on what's going on in my world, in my music industry world, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So what I'm going to do is play a quick little song. You know, I got to roll up, smoke one, toke one, do what I does. And come right back. This is Miss Janu. I'm That Bitch. One of her hit singles down here that we are promoting. Tampa Flow, a weed style. And yeah, that's how we do it. It's your boy DJ Smell So Good, a.k.a. Captain Smell So Good. Riding out on the Starship Smelly Prize, wrecking the game radio. Yeah, check us out live, TLCRN.CF. That's www.TLCRN.CF. It's Trilateral Commission Radio Network. It's going in, baby.
I'm that bitch. Yeah, I'm that bitch. Yeah, I'm that bitch. I'm that bitch. I got good pussy, I'm that bitch. Yeah, I make that money, I'm that bitch. I don't take shit, I'm that bitch. Damn right,
that's why
I'm that bitch, I'm that bitch. I'm that bitch, I'm that bitch. I got good pussy, I'm that bitch. Yeah, I make that money, I'm that bitch. I don't take shit, I'm that bitch. Damn right, that bitch. He was looking at my butt. No man to pay my bills. Got a job, work hard, get it, I live up. 7 a.m. when I start my day. Headed forward, cause I'm about my pay. Like Lil' Keith say, lil' mama don't play. In the bedroom, throw the dick this way. Wednesday nights, you can catch me at Coco's. In the back, with my thug getting loco. No regular, I smoke purple.
I'm that bitch.
that B.
You the shit.
I'm that B.
You the shit.
I'm that B.
You the shit.
I'm that B.
You the shit.
I got good pussy. I'm that B. Yeah, I make that money. I'm that B. I don't take shit. I'm that B. B, I'm that B. Yeah. Where my ladies at? Got they paper. Don't give a fuck that you pay. Where my ladies at? Got they paper. Don't give a fuck that you pay. Who the baddest girl in the club? I'm that B. I'm that bitch. Yeah. Who the baddest girl in the club? I'm that B. I'm that bitch.
Checking out myself, good documentary called Hidden Colors, and the history of the Africans, Moors, and black people here in good old America. 3 K's in that mofo flipper, you know what I'm saying? And yeah, good documentary. It's got two parts to it. Part three has just been released. Dr. Umar Johnson and a lot of other powerful brothers and sisters have, you know, came together and put together a powerful documentary. So I'm putting it out there for everybody to look it up, download it, check it out. Part three is coming out soon. I'm just actually watching part one myself, which is crazy because a lot of stuff I already knew. But, you know, it's always good to get some, you know, your information backed up. You know what I'm saying? So that's what's happening. A couple of days ago, we was just on a show talking about McDonald's and the human meat issue that's going on. You know what I'm saying? They tested some of McDonald's meat and found human DNA, child human DNA. In the meat. So that's for all y'all that continue to eat fast food. Knock yourself out. But yeah, you better know what you're eating. And then a friend of mine today was like, yeah, I eat white bread, and I heard wheat bread bad for you. Oh, and listen, people, anything that is pasted together cannot obviously be good for you. Okay, anything that has glue, the word glue in it, glucose, gluten, glue anything, why would you want to glue that to the insides of your system? Wheat has already been proven to cause migraines and all the other kind of crap, so no, you shouldn't be eating wheat bread. No, you shouldn't be eating white bread. Potato bread, that's the best thing you're going to be able to get, potato bread. I don't know about bean bread, you know, like Muslims might be eating, you know, it might have bean bread or something. But other than that, you know, that's the best thing that you can do for yourself. Real quick, this coming out of the Florida Sentinel newspaper down here in Tampa, Florida. You know what I'm saying? Our own little still black and white newspaper. Don't ask me why. 2014, but hey, they still around doing their thing. They put some good health tips in here. You always know I like to kick out health topics and health tips, you know what I'm saying, and help people out any way I can. So run through a couple of health tips, since this is the summertime, and we like to use lemons, you know, make lemonade and all that good stuff. But these are a few other things that the lemonade can do, lemons can do, and then, and of course, I'm just going to name a couple of these off, but then you can research it, what they'll actually, you know, the other true benefits. The first one says you can detox your body real quick, and you can just add 2 tablespoons of lemon juice to warm water and drink at the beginning of each day, and that will help detoxify your body with all the crap that you put in on a daily basis. High blood pressure. It controls high blood pressure and reduces the reduces nausea and dizziness because it contains potassium. Let's see, also controls the respiratory problems because the lemon water can reduce phlegm, which can also help you breathe properly. I got to see if I got some lemon juice so I can go and sip some of that. which it can also help asthma sufferers. Also helps with arthritis because it assists in the production of urine, which helps you to reduce inflammation by flushing out toxins and bacteria. Wow. Also helps prevent kidney stones, which I know a lot of y'all, you know, getting over 40, you start experiencing that because of the crap that you filled your body up with when you was young. But regular consumption may increase the production of urinary citrate, a chemical in urine that prevents the formation of kidney stones. Which, you know, hey, you might want to try introducing your family to sucking on a bunch of lemons. You know what I'm saying? If they have a kidney stone, it might help them help ease that kidney stone. Look younger. Oh, okay. It, because, you know, it gets the toxins out, of course, you know what I'm saying? That's what helps that. And also lightens dark spots. Detoxifies your face. Yeah. Dab lemon juice on blackheads to draw them out during the day. Wow. Okay, freshen your breath. You can make an impromptu mouthwash by rinsing with lemon juice. Rinse quickly, since long-term exposure to acids can harm tooth enamel. Once again, I had to tell this dude, you know, talking about sodas and stuff. I'm like, bruh, it's got acid in it. Why would you want anything that has acid in it? People, why would you put anything in your mouth that has acid in it? Sodas, anything. You know, I mean, why would you put that in your body? But, yeah, you know, anyway. You're like, no, man, you know, they. Bruh, why would you put anything that can clean the rust off of a bumper? You know what I'm saying? Why would you want something like that? And then I did the test on YouTube. You know what I'm saying? Like, why would you? Seriously? Like, seriously. You know? Seriously. Change these tracks out real quick. But anyways, you know, I had to tell them, I had to school them. You know what I'm saying? Like, nah, you don't need to be putting nothing that has acid, especially soda, into your body. It's also good for treating dandruff. If you stir some lemon juice into a cup of water and rinse your hair with it, repeat daily until your dandruff disappears. Didn't know that one. Didn't know it also softens dry, scaly elbows. Okay. Also good for headaches. With a few teaspoons of hot tea added as a treatment for those suffering with hangover headaches, and also supports stomach health with a mixture of warm water and lemon juice as a solution to many digestive problems, including indigestion and constipation. Last two is good for disinfecting cuts and scrapes and also reducing asthma symptoms. If you in addition to detoxing the diet, 2 tablespoons of lemon juice before each meal and before bed can reduce asthma. Right. Didn't know that. But now you know. Right. Let me see if I can add up what's going on in this freaking blog talk around. I want to try to get another track. Oh, excuse me. I got to go get me some lemon juice. Man, I got to get some lemon juice. You know what I'm saying? And I'll let y'all know if that works. You know what I'm saying? If not, you know good old me. I always taste some good old wheat. You know what I'm saying? Waiting on a November ballot to come kicking off up in here and pretty soon. And, so we can start waving our hands in the air. I want to blunt around like we just don't care. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, so that's been a little unusual uses you can use for a lemon. So make sure y'all go out there and do that. And also make sure you go and get you some watermelon. It was packed with 91.5% water, which is a supreme hydrator. And the juice can also relieve muscle soreness. So it's a dual. It's a fruit and a veggie all in one. And it has more lycopene than raw tomatoes. So, yeah. Yeah. So, there you go. Instead of running out trying to get all that fiber crap, just get the natural stuff that's around you. Enjoy your natural environment. You know what I'm saying? And let the natural stuff come to you. You know what I'm saying? Come to you. Got one more song I'm finna get into real quick because got a couple of more minutes. Only 30 minutes to the show, you know, unless we do a 15-minute overtime. But that's only when we got people engaging into an engaged conversation like we did have the other night. My homeboy said it. Baby Powder Fresh J came through and blessed the show, you know what I'm saying, with his grace. And that's what's up. Appreciate you. And, yeah. So this is Miss Janu once again. Miss Janu, a.k.a. Janu the Princess. Y'all can hit her up on Facebook, Reverb Nation, MySpace, all over the place. Just Google Janu the Princess in it, because there's some other Janus that pop up. But Facebook, Janu. Yeah, J-A-N-U. Huh? Emory Jane Hudson, That is what's up. My homeboy just had a spud today. You know what I'm saying? And that's what's crazy about life. You know what I'm saying? You can when a death comes, it always makes room for a new life. Y'all can believe that now. When somebody passes on, that means there's somebody else that's coming in this world to take their place. You know what I'm saying? To move on and do bigger and better things. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. Congratulations. You know. Let me see what we got him. You know, looking at Facebook with all the Facebook crap and you know, too many motherfuckers commenting about bullshit. Old bullshit. R.I.P. to my homeboy Jesse Jet said Hustle too. I see a lot of people still coming through, giving likes on the Facebook page. Appreciate the love. You know what I'm saying? And let me get this little get this promo for my dog, because I'm gonna be off in the building hosting, DJing for my dog, Mr. Peacock, the world famous Peacock. It's going down. You know what I'm saying? Sponsored by Kenny Russian. Sunday, August 17th, 2014. 14 right here in old Tampa Bay, Florida. It's going down at the Super D's out there on 810 East Skagway Avenue. It is what it is. I'm not dead yet. Turn down for what? Birthday comedy jam. You know what I'm saying? Presented by my dogs, Big Eye Entertainment and Black NASA. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, it's going now, man. Your boy going to be on the ones and twos, doing the real big. We got a headliner, Mr. Sean Jones, you know, doing the real big. Comedian coming through for representing on BET Comedy Central, Def Comedy Jam back in the day, Def Jam. Let's see, everybody, who else we got? We got Janet Dollar coming through, Miss Janet Dollar. We got Mr. Marlon Maxwell. Mr. Food Stamp, M.F. Patterson, and Man Montana with his hit single, Stomach and Ass Out. Okay. And then we also got performing live, Wildside J, holding it down real big. Doors open up at 8 o'clock, showtime is at 9:30. We'll be live recording off in the building, you know what I'm saying? And, yeah, $25, the Vans VIP, I think it's $25 at the door. So, you know, the VIP, you know what I'm saying, you know how y'all like to eat. So y'all come on through, you know what I'm saying, get your tickets and get you something to eat. So that's real. And come through and join us live. So that's the It Is What It Is, featuring the world-famous Peacock. Birthday Comedy Jam, Sunday, August 17th, 2014. You can call 813-476-1129 for more information. And also, Black Boy Entertainment, Black Boy ENT, you know what I'm saying, is coming in town. They have Lunell, Miss Lunell, doing a real big at the Improv. So y'all make sure y'all come and check her out. You know, it's going down real big. And, yeah, that's what we do. So, yeah. Thank you all for tuning in to Wrecking the Game Late Night with Smelly Radio. You know what I'm saying? Just, you know, tune it back up, man, and bring y'all some more madness, because it's about to get crazy. And don't forget, late night shows will be coming soon. Yeah. So check us out. Anytime you want to join in the show, make sure, 347-237-5125, just write that number down, 347-237-5125, for all the hottest mixed music and everything in between, if you know what I mean. Shouts out to Miss Heavenly Angel out there. Shouts out to my dog, Sayonara, DJ Party Time, and of course, RIP to Miss Janu's mother, Miss Jackson, but it's holding down as we will. Wrecking the game entertainment style. Peace out of my dog, Mr. Goofy Bone, and Miss Computer Lady. Y'all know how we do. Yeah.